Andrews with a bit.
Did now. Anyway, welcome to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
How are you?
I'm very well. I've had a little bit of that awful chest infection, Lurgy. And may I say to people, can you not sneeze and hack and cough into my face whenever I'm going anywhere? Take a handkerchief, you know.
Right.
And don't spit in the street and all that and spread your germs. So I've come back from the abyss from that. Luckily, I've got this with me. Look.
Covonia.
Yes, very good.
Little chesty cough. Would you rub it on?
No, you won't be rubbing it on. I will be having a little swig of that.
Oh, you drink it?
Yeah, a swig of that. And I've also got my Kentish honey.
Have you?
Which I shall have a little thing. But look what I got, Paul Andrews, present from, you know, on the Superior show, Scoff and Quaff? My lovely guests, I had Ted Bassett Myers. And I'll tell Business Bunker listeners more about him later on, but he's offering free sessions throughout January for Business Bunker listeners.
No.
So that's at Bassett Myers PT on the Twitter. And then I had Moodleys Limited, who have given me...
There's a lot of rustling going on there.
They've given me my own, look...
Beer making kit. Is it a beer making kit?
Yeah.
Is it, or is it a hooker?
No, it's not.
It's
not a hooker. It's a beer making kit.
It's quite scientific, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all bits and bobs and stuff.
Yeah.
All over.
So I'm going to be making that.
You're going to be making your own beer.
I am, and I'll keep all the Business Bunker listeners posted on how it goes.
Oh, good.
I've got barley and malt and hops.
Banging that bag about.
Look, I've got hops.
Yeah, yeah.
You smell those, John?
Are you sure they're hops? They don't look like hops from here.
They're definitely hops.
I'll tell you what they look
like.
You
smell them.
No, I'm not smelling that. You look like a hippie. I know what that is. That's not hops.
And we've got the lovely John Handley in the studio who's smelling my hops as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we'll be talking to John later. Anyway, look, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Hold on, you do.
Making sure you turn... You've got to remember to turn that up again.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's a pleasure to have you with us on the show. And you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. But you're more likely to get hold of us by sending us an email at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Or the best way to do it is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. We have already had a couple of dozen tweets in and we'll be reading them shortly. But for the moment, George, do you want to kick off with a email?
Yes, we've had a lovely tweet in.
I'll read a tweet, yeah, go on.
From Chris Pollard,
right,
who says, Jules Serkin, listening in to you and to him, Frank, so that must be Frank Sinatra, say hello to John, which is you.
Hello, John.
Hello, Chris.
Very good. Good there. Good impro. And he says, trust your chest is improving.
Is that you or
John,
me?
Is your chest improving?
No, it's you. You just told him you got a bad chest, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes. Corvonia. And I must also say happy birthday to Shay Serkin, who's 19 today, who's just woken up and on his 13th. And he says, I've just viewed three nice houses.
Cool.
I think I might have to get him one.
Happy birthday, Shay.
Yes,
have
student.
A good day, mate.
Student house.
He went out last night celebrating, didn't he?
So he's up now, 1 p.m. It's not bad.
Breakfast, mate.
Not bad.
Fry up.
We have grill ups at my house. Marketing Wadhurst, the WDBA theme for spring 2015 is Marketing Wadhurst. Mm-hmm. I love the name Wadhurst.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Come and join our first meeting of the year, they say, which will include a short AGM, and it's on Friday the 16th of January in the Commemoration Hall, and it's 6:30 to 8 p.m. and they're going to debate about what they can do collaboratively to get more people to visit, spend money and trade with local businesses. So this is from Mark Ballot, and he'd like any of your ideas or thoughts. There is a phone number which I'm going to read out at the end, but you can email Mark, which is mark@markballot, that's a double L and a double T, .com. So mark@markballot.com. Maybe I should say ballet. I'm not quite sure.
No, it's ballot. It is pronounced ballot.
and it's on the 16th, and they say there is a thriving business community in this area, so come along and meet up with your business neighbours and let us know how you would like the WDBA to grow and support. And Mark's phone number, if you'd like a date, is 07968 183055.
Fantastic, thank you,
Mark,
for that.
Mark Ballett.
Thank you. I'm going to do the second tweet of the day, because you've already done one. But mine's at the bottom of the queue, so it's the earliest in. Yeah,
yes.
It's Lee Willis, who tweets every week from Ancorians Football Club. Thank you, Lee. We really appreciate your support and being part of the audience out there. And Lee says, it's Business Bunker, and we're listening to Kent Business Radio, to the Business Bunker show. And Ancorians Football Club have put out a bit of a plea.
All right.
Ancorians are a community-based football club over in Medway, and they run loads and loads of teams for all levels, all types, all kinds of things. Boys, girls, men and women, special needs teams, all kinds of things. At the moment, they are trying to attract lady players of a good standard.
I'm sure they are.
Not of a good standard lady, good standard of football.
Right.
Yeah. So if anybody out there is a female footballer that can play at a decent level and they fancy playing, then Ancorians are interested to hear from you. And you can find out about it by following Lee on the Twitter. And his Twitter handle is Lee, L-E-I-G-H underscore J-W, Lee underscore J-W on the Twitter. No, sorry, there's no underscore. It's Lee JW on the Twitter. Lee JW. Give him a follow on the Twitter and you can go and play for Ancorians Football Club.
Doesn't Laura Burton Lawrence do all that sort of rugby and rolling about stuff?
I've no idea.
She plays rugby and things.
Do you roll about, Laura?
Yeah, I think
she does.
What
kind of question is that to ask?
I'm sure she does. Uh-huh. Her
No, she runs. She runs.
No, but she does do rugger.
I don't know. Maybe she does. Maybe she'll tweet and tell us.
Yeah. Barrister Broker's coming in to Scoff and Quaff next week to help me taste wine.
That's because he's on the Business Bunker show.
Yeah, but
he wasn't on the Scoff and Quaff show. You begged him into coming early so that you had someone to apply your drink to.
Oh, yeah, but then he's got to come on your show.
Yeah, so I'm going to have two of you plastered on the show.
I need someone to drive me in from Whitstable if anybody's volunteering.
Yeah. We've had a couple of tweets. The Innovation Centre in Medway. Tweeting in as well, saying that they're listening to the Business Bunker show. Thank you for that. And a new listener called Adam Denyer, D-E-N-Y-E-R, says, hi Paul, I'm from Invicta Linux, and we want to let people know that our open source IT solutions will be known to the whole of Kent by telling everyone about it on the Business Bunker show.
Fabulous.
Which I've just done.
You have?
Yeah.
What's their Twitter handle?
Give them a follow. It's Adam Denyer, and his Twitter handle is Adam Denyer B2B. Adam D-E-N-Y-E-R, B, number 2B, Adam Denyer B2B. And also his company has a Twitter handle, which is Invicta Linux, Invicta L-I-N-U-X, Invicta Linux, all one word. So give them both a follow on the Twitter, and they provide open source IT solutions to the whole of Kent.
Do you know, it's so hard, isn't it? I'm trying to get him up now, but you know these, when you try and type fast, you just always mistype with your little fingers.
You're in trouble.
What have I done wrong now?
Laura Burton Lawrence.
I'm sure she plays rugby.
I'm tuned in to the Business Bunker show, she says.
Yes.
She hasn't said anything else yet.
I'm sure she plays rugby.
Yeah.
So what was he, Adam Denyer?
Adam Denyer, B2B.
B2B. Okay. Yeah. Hello, Laura. Morning to you.
I've had an email from a lady called Jessica. And she says, hi Paul, hope this message finds you well. We'll be holding our first 2015 digital seminar for business leaders on the 22nd of January. That's next Thursday, isn't it? Thursday week.
Yes.
It's a great opportunity to get in-depth understanding of the digital marketing ecosystem and to network with other businesses. If it's of interest to any of your listeners, please follow the link for more details. And that's www.impact.co.uk/seminars. She says, many thanks, Jessica, who's the account manager at Dot Impact. So if you want to find out about that digital seminar, go to their website, dotimpact.co.uk/seminars.
Federation of Small Business have a Grow Your Own Business with an Apprentice, Canterbury. It's in Canterbury, and it's Friday, January the 30th. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. It's at Bike Tart. Now, I know Bike Tart. I love that name. Unit 14, Barham Business Park, Canterbury, Kent. And that's, if you're coming in the sat-nav, it's C for Charlie, T for Tango, 4, 6, L for Lion and N for Norman. And then they put the United Kingdom, which I thought was rather sweet.
Look, we used to do that when we were at junior school. Europe, Western Hemisphere, the world.
Yeah,
Milky
the
Way.
The universe. Yeah. And then you go on. What was after that? Universe.
Infinity.
Yeah.
And beyond.
Forever and ever. Space.
Yeah.
Do you remember Lost in Space?
I used to love that.
Lost in Space. That was so good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember the Munsters?
It's fun to know, before you get off of that Lost in Space, yeah. There's a tweet just come in, and this is a bit obscure. Chris Pollard, who you mentioned earlier.
Who I know.
Yeah. Chris has had a professional photograph done.
Another one.
By Richard Tobel, okay, yeah. Which is quite a nice photograph. And Paul Clark of Stopwatch Management has just retweeted it.
Oh, yeah.
With a tag that says, BBC announces the new classic Doctor Who episodes.
Yeah.
Nice one.
I can see where he's coming
from.
Yeah,
nice one. That's a Twitter-based joke, folks, so you're going to have to follow that on Twitter
to see that. Stopwatch Hospitality made me laugh when they did that one of you and me in our racing cars.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember? I mean, that was clever, wasn't it?
It was indeed.
He's got his eye on the ball. Yeah. Now, where was I? Okay, so this is Grow Your Own Business with an Apprentice, and it's January the 30th, 12 to 2. Don't just hear from the local MP, Julian Brazier, on the benefits of employing an apprentice. Hear from an employer and an apprentice themselves. Federation of Small Business members and non-members are all welcome. And you can go on to the website, which is www.fforfreddy.sforsugarbforbertie.org.uk/Kent and Medway to find out more. But that's January the 30th. Yeah, it sounds very interesting, that.
Sadly, Laura's rugby days are over, apparently.
Ah, well, I'm sure she did used to play.
Well, clearly she did, because they're saying that her rugby playing days are over, which would imply that at one point she did, and now she doesn't.
Well, it's quite dangerous.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I used to play hockey, and that was dangerous.
Blimey. No, I'm not even going.
Right wing, if you must know.
I'm sure you are. What about a hockey?
Ken Heron, our guest later on, is tweeting in as well. And also Chris Pollard saying, don't you just hate people with a sense of humour, said in a Dalek's voice.
Exterminate.
Okay. I used to be really frightened of the Daleks, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I used to hide.
I've got one.
Have you?
I don't know. Haven't you seen it?
No.
Yeah,
I put
a picture of it on Facebook once.
Oh, yeah. Where is it now?
In
your
John's
front
garage.
Room.
No, it's in John's garage.
This John?
No, John that works for me.
Oh, how many Johns do we know?
It's hundreds.
It's all very confusing, isn't it, John?
It is. You should be a John. There's so many of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am, actually.
She's just being difficult by being called Jules instead of John, isn't she?
I'm Jules John with a demi-John.
Yes. Absolutely.
The Federation of Small Businesses also have a Speed Networking and Meet the Mastermind event. It's January the 14th, 5:30 to 8. It's at Tonbridge School, High Street Tonbridge. And the sat-nav code is T for Tiger, N for Norman, 9, 1, J for Jules and P for Peter. And they're saying it's 5:30 start and then 6:45 you get a tour of Tonbridge School as well, and you get to meet the mastermind 6 to 8 p.m. You get 15 minutes with the mastermind in your chosen business area.
Mm-hmm.
Now the choices are, you've got social media with Zoe Cairns, you've got employment law, you've got auto enrollment with Steve Kilfoyle and Squirrel Financial Planning,
mm-hmm.
You've got the business banking with Barclays, you've got Growth Accelerator, you've got your tax, customs and excise with Chris Gaze from Rift. We love Rift.
We do indeed.
Export UK T1. You've got National Apprentice Scheme. You've got Tunbridge Council. And then you've got also Federation of Small Businesses membership advisors. To book your mastermind slot, you need to email office.kent@fsb.org.uk.
Cool. Thank you for that. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Well, I was just thinking that we were there's a little bit of... little bit of madness round in the studio.
There is indeed.
What do you reckon?
There is. A bit of madness.
Yeah, I wish I was at our house.
Do you?
Do you?
That's lucky.
Getting warm and cosy.
Yeah, here we go then.
his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. In our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. Something tells you that you've got to move. In the middle of our street. Father gets up late for work. Mother has to earn his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Simply waste a day away, then we'd say nothing would come between us. Two dreamers. Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Our house, in the middle of our street.
Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin on this January the 13th, 2015, Tuesday afternoon. And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker show our first guest of today. You'll get the idea why I chose our house in a moment, but it's an absolute pleasure to welcome John Hanley, Chief Executive of the Bridge Trust.
Hey, good afternoon to you. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be in your palatial accommodation. You've got in the marshes. It's fantastic.
It is a bit cosy here, isn't
lovely.
It?
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Have you seen the pink skunk yet?
Not yet, no.
And Fred the porcupine?
I don't take drugs, so I don't expect to see it.
Well, we do have those. They roam wild outside. But, John, tell us, the Bridge Trust is a charity supporting homeless people, hence a bit of madness and our house there.
You sat up all night thinking of that, John.
My cheesy link. Why don't you tell us a bit about the Bridge Trust and a bit about John Hanley?
Yeah, well, as you say, we're a homeless agency. We're only a small charity. We work over in West Kent, and we do stuff for homeless people. Yeah, end of interview. Thank you for having me. No. actually, what I want to do, if you'll allow me, in fact, it's live, so you can't stop me. I'm going to interject a bit of culture into the Business Bunker. I've got a short poem. Is that all right?
We've never had poetry.
Well, there you go. We haven't had poetry.
It's not mine, which is why I'm reading it. It's actually written by a homeless person that we looked after.
Okay.
He's since moved on and etc. But it's quite powerful, this.
Okay.
And it sort of
I need to ask something first. When you say moved on, what do you mean?
Well, we are a bridge. The Bridge Trust stands for a bridge from homelessness across which people travel to independent living. And that's what we're all about. We're all about getting people, you know, we don't want people to stay with us. We want to move them on to their own, you know, fulfilled and independent lives.
So did this lovely person write this at the very beginning or after?
He actually... In the middle.
Just so we get the picture.
It was whilst...
Just let him read it.
I want to know the whole build-up.
It was whilst he was with us, a little bit before he left.
Right, so we've got the scene set now.
We've got the background. Okay, I shall... Am I all right to proceed?
Yeah, yeah, go with it.
Take your time and breathe.
Okay. It's his words. He calls it a dream from false hopes. As he laid there all alone, without a friend in sight, with no one to turn to on this cold and lonely night, praying away, wishing life would turn out right... As he holds his head down, the tears begin to cry, asking himself the question, why? As morning approaches after a cold and lonely night, he walks to the cafe that's clearly in sight. He begins to beg for a meal and some tea. The waitress turns him away and says, stop bugging me. All he seems to feel is hatred, neglect and no care. Oh God, why can't someone just be there? As he begins to walk back to the place he stayed last night, without any hope he once used to confide, an image approaches out of the blue. Come with me, let's see what we can do. They gave him some tea, a meal and a shower too, shelter from the world of pain he once knew. He was told that doors were always open if ever he needs a hand, as the world became a cruel and bitter land. If you ever need hope or a word of advice with care, just remember that the Bridge Trust will always be there, with open doors and shelter from pain, a place to live and a life to regain. I think that's
absolutely.
Which is why I'm glad you let me read that.
Absolutely.
That's heartfelt, isn't it?
The last last line actually, which sum up what the Bridge Trust is all about for me. It's a place to live, you know, and a life to regain. So we give people, coming back to, you know, original question, Paul, we give people accommodation, a home. A homeless person needs a home. It's that basic building block before they can even begin to rebuild their life. You know, there's no fixed abode and all that. So we have to give them somewhere that they can be safe and secure and sleep. And we also give them one-to-one support. We've got a team of support workers. They're the people that do real work. I just read the paper in the office all day. They do the real stuff.
Yes.
But going back to this chap, it was a man that wrote
it.
He's obviously highly intelligent.
Yep.
To write like that. So how did he get into the situation where he is homeless? Can you remember in that situation?
I can't, because, to be honest, there are so many different reasons which are just round the corner for all of us, actually.
Give us some reasons.
Well, can I read something else?
We love it, because then we don't have to do anything.
This is something which someone... another homeless person we looked after, who we recently moved on road, and we put it on the front of our quarterly bulletin because it was quite powerful. I'll just read a few sentences. It's from a guy, we'll call him Dave, because that was his name.
That's really not very helpful of him. Couldn't he have been called John? Really?
Yeah, it should be another Dave. Okay, so this sort of addresses your question, Jules. He called it a bridge back to life. He says, what's it like to be homeless? Have you ever thought about it? I never did till it happened to me. One minute things were okay, then bang, everything was turned upside down. I was working, had my own business, I had a lovely girlfriend, but in 3 weeks everything changed. You know, and I won't go through the whole story. And then he says at the end, it was such a relief to have a roof over my head when he came to the Bridge Trust. A roof over my head again, a bed and a place to be warm and secure. You know, it's someone who's... The image of a homeless person is not great. Homelessness has a tough press, really. You know, we're not a glamorous cause to support. But, you know, the majority of people that we meet are just ordinary people, people like the three of us sitting here, who've just had some catastrophe happen in their life. Or, to be honest, sometimes these people have lived their life in complete chaos and they've never really managed to get their foot on any sort of ladder. But it's all sorts of reasons. The vast majority of people can trace their homelessness back to some sort of relationship breakdown. That's been a constant throughout the
years. And is that often in men or both sexes?
Yeah, again, a bit of a misconception. You know, you think of your image of a homeless person, when it pops into your head, it's always a sort of
a bloke in an overcoat.
Yeah, that's sort of unshaven and a bit, that sort of stuff. But, I mean, a quarter of our residents are women, for instance. So, you know, we take adults from 18 upwards, a quarter of them are female. But predominantly male people do become homeless, and particularly if they're street homeless, a man is more likely to put up with that than a woman. And with older people, people who are married, for instance, or in partnerships, if there's a family involved and there's a breakup there, typically it'll be the man that leaves the home to the wife and the children, that sort of thing. So predominantly men do become homeless. But it's a trend which has been changing, I have to tell you, over the past years.
Okay.
More females and younger people as well. Right. That's another one.
Which is worrying, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah.
I want to explore a bit about what you can actually do here, because it's tough. I'm not sure if I first came across you like this or not, but I facetiously answered a tweet you or an email that you sent saying, have you got a house to spare?
Actually, come to think of it, it wasn't me that sent it.
Oh, was it not?
It was actually Mr. Pollard, the aforementioned Mr. Pollard, Pollard, who sent you the email on...
Have I got a spare house that you can
exactly,
have?
And I know you've got many mansions scattered all over... But look, it's not... open that up a little bit. Why do we need a house? What I want to do in West Kent, we run what's called supported accommodation. So we support people across this bridge. You know, they're accommodated in our houses. We just use ordinary residential houses.
How many have you got currently, John?
At the moment, we've got five. We've got four houses and a three-bedroom flat, so five properties. And it's a bit like student accommodation if you're a student. You know, you've got your own bedroom, you share everything else, that sort of stuff. And people,
but I'm fascinated by this. Even that's pretty good, though, isn't it? Because in the past, a lot of homeless people were just housed in dormitories and things like that. So giving people their own room or just, you know, a simply shared room is a big major step forward.
It is, indeed. I mean, Bridge Trust has been going about 23, 4 years now, and the first house was like that. It was a big house with lots of bunk beds and that sort of thing. But the world has moved on. You need to, we give people a home. It's not just a roof over the head.
Yeah.
It is a home, and a home actually means something to us. It's somewhere they can feel safe and secure and invite their mates back to, that sort of thing. It's a real place that they can call home. But if you or I, or anyone who's on their own and they're homeless tonight in West Kent, there's actually nowhere for them to go. There's no overnight shelter. There's no immediate direct access or emergency accommodation.
Sure.
And that's what I want to do. I really want the Bridge Trust to launch something like that. Hence, coming back to why we want a house. And someone might not actually have a spare house kicking around West Kent particularly. But you never know. There might be someone... I mean, Chris said, you don't ask, you don't get.
And it's that's very true.
And there might be someone out there who's philanthropically minded, who wants to help, who might want to make an investment in a property and say, okay, I'll buy the property, Bridge Trust, you can use it for, even just lease it from them for 10 years or something like that. So you never know. There might be someone out there who can help, but that's a real need, particularly over in West Kent.
Okay. We'll address that again before we say goodbye to you later on, and we'll give people some ways of getting in contact and donating all their houses. So, you made reference to the fact that Bridge Trust has been going 24 years. Who founded it, John?
It was founded, actually, by a group of people from a church in Tunbridge, which is where our head office still is, from Tunbridge Baptist Church, of all things. Typically, as a charity, group of people sitting around in someone's front room, know there's sort of a need out there, said, what can we do to help?
Yeah.
And it started from, very small beginnings, from small seeds and all that, small acorns and all that, and... over the years, it's grown steadily, quite slowly, but steadily. And we now run, we look after 24 people. We're pretty much full all the time. We're just about to, we're debating whether to close our waiting list because we've got too many people applying for us. And again, people don't realise there is that problem. Now, I say particularly West Kent, which is viewed as, not my road, but certainly viewed as a relatively affluent place to live.
In the overall scheme of things, West Kent is one of the most affluent places in the world, basically. But there's still homelessness that exists there.
And
of course, it's compounded, isn't it? Because people from that area, it's actually a very expensive place to get housing.
Exactly.
Because of where it is.
I mean, and we all know that the house prices have gone up, in the past 12 months. And the rental prices go up with them. So you can't, the government's idea of let's get people into rented accommodation and not into social housing, because there isn't enough of that, obviously. It just doesn't work in our area. I mean, it may be somewhere like Canterbury, which is a university town, it's got lots of that sort of, accommodation. We just don't have that, particularly in West Kent. And certainly, if you say that it is affluent, if you're, walking past the affluence all day and you've got absolutely nothing, it must feel even worse.
Absolutely. I'm interested in the process as well that you go through. How do you find your clients? How do people find you on the whole?
Yeah, something I've spoken to you briefly about in the past, about I'm very, very keen that charities are run as a business.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And there's no reason they shouldn't be. And I'm from a business background, not from a particularly a charitable background. So we need to do all those things, including sales and marketing and PR. But actually, these days, we don't need to do too much sales and marketing and PR to get our customers.
Yeah.
You know, we're a couple of differences with charities and businesses. One of them is that, you know, I don't want either of you two to be my client. I don't want any of your listeners to be my clients ever. I certainly don't want repeat business. Mm. So we don't actually have to go out and find people.
Yep.
It's generally by a referral from people like the CABs, who are great organisations, the local housing, local authority housing departments, and other people. You had Porchlight on a couple of months ago. Mm. You know, we refer to each other if we're full and that sort of thing. So, you know, we don't have to hunt for people. They come and find us. Yeah.
I'm also fascinated in pursuing what happens here next as well. So you have space when you do, and you take someone in. You've made reference a few times to the fact that you are a bridge and that your goal is to make people safe and secure and then move them on to the next phase in their life, which is finding their own accommodation and stuff like that, which will necessitate them having a job and all those kind of things. And, of course, what you're doing enables them to do that, because one of the biggest problems with getting a job is not having a fixed address.
Absolutely.
And even if you're in a hostel, a lot of people don't like that. But with their own home address, it gives them a much better head start into getting work. Once they get work, they can go into the normal housing market, albeit taking on board what you said about the cost of rental. But for you as a charity, how often does that happen? And I would imagine, and I'm making assumptions here, that it is quite hard to move a lot of your clients on, because probably for the first time in a long time, they feel safe and secure somewhere. Are they incentivized to try and go to the next level?
Yeah, the whole reason for the Bridge Trust, from the moment someone sets foot in our threshold, they know what's expected of them. You know, we give them, you know, sometimes help them into education and training, and obviously, ultimately, we like to get them into work. And again, another misconception is that they're all a bunch of scroungers who, you know, over half of our residents are employed.
Yeah.
Out of the, you know, 12 out of our 20, 13 out of our 24 people at the moment are employed.
Right. That's excellent. And what kind of jobs are they doing? Can you just
They're usually the lower paid type jobs, things like, waiting, in helping in kitchens, construction industry jobs, which in themselves cause lots of problems. There's a few zero hours contracts out there which are used badly. They're not a bad thing in themselves, zero hour contracts, but they are used badly sometimes. And that plays havoc with things like housing benefit, because you could get top up housing benefit if you're not earning enough, and of course your hours change every week. It's a bit of a minefield, that sort of thing. But moving people on is a tough one. Last year we moved on 12 people,
right?
And we have good relationships actually with the local housing associations. People still call them council houses or council flats. They're run by the housing associations, and we have good recommendations, good relationships, beg your pardon, with them. And when we think someone's ready to move on, we will recommend them, and we'll go and talk to the housing associations. We'll do a formal landlord's letter, say, look, this is the person, this is, you know, how they are, you know, can we actually move them, up the list. There's a banding system, and when we think they're ready, we can actually move them up to a banding where they can start bidding, which is the process that you use to get a council property. You bid for properties. I won't go into that; it's another story. And they can start bidding, and they can then get their own accommodation. If we can't get them into rented accommodation, which is tough.
Which is tough, because the sheer cost of it is huge. Yeah. Absolutely.
What about clothing and things like that? How do you help them with things like that?
We don't, actually. We want people to live in the real world.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, some people are quite surprised we don't give our service for free.
Right.
Well, actually, one, we don't. You know, we'd go bust at the end of the month if we did give it for free. But actually, that's not reality. If people came and we fed them and we clothed them and we didn't charge them rent, you know, when they try and come to move on for us, you know, they would never cope.
It's too big a culture shock.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So they get, let's take someone who, for instance, is on benefits. They would get job seekers allowance. So they get some pocket money there to help with their daily expenses. They would perhaps get housing benefit. So that pays for their accommodation. So they're expected to live on that. You know, okay, some of them get into difficulties, and as a charity, obviously, we help them out financially and otherwise sometimes with loans and, and grants occasionally.
Sure.
But that's not what we're about.
No.
We're about helping them budget properly and all
you
that.
You want them to stand on their own
back into society.
Exactly, which is why we have housing as opposed to a big hostel with, you know, Bridge Trust for the Homeless written all over it. You know, it's getting people back into the community that where they want to be and where they're going to spend the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. It is about getting people back and feed, because it makes people feel good too. To be able to pay for themselves and to look after themselves in that way, it increases their own self-esteem and kind of boosts their ability to go on and do things.
We can only talk from our own experiences. And the people that we've come to the Bridge Trust and go through our journey, through our service, the vast majority of these people, even if they come to us on benefits, they don't want to be on benefits.
Yeah, absolutely.
They, you know, some of them will probably never become, you know, get off of benefits, but most of the people want to pay their way. They want to have nice things in life.
Yeah.
They want to have their own accommodation. You know,
absolutely.
They want those things that we all sometimes, to be honest, take for granted.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. John, we could talk about this forever. Sadly, we're kind of running out of time. What I'd like to do now, if we may, is for you to tell us how our listeners can help in any way. So whether you need volunteers, whether you need fundraising, whether you need houses donated, just tell us the kind of things that would really make a difference to the Bridge Trust, and then tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you guys at the Bridge Trust to follow up on that.
Absolutely, thanks. Yeah, well, obviously, our project for this year, we had a big team away day yesterday,
right,
and we do want to launch this overnight hostel,
right,
which is, you know, overnight direct access accommodation,
temporary,
and that costs money.
Yeah,
that's going to cost money. So any sort of income from that is great. But, you know, charity, I realise charities are always, you know, money.
Yes,
but we, you know, one of my dreams would be for, I don't think we'll ever fulfil it, would be for us to be self-sustaining. If we could earn our own money, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, sure.
We wouldn't have to come cap in hand to the general public and the community that do actually support us brilliantly, I must say. But, for instance, we're opening up a new shop in Tunbridge Wells. We've already got one there. We're going over the other side of Tunbridge Wells. We've just got a premises, and we're going to kit that out as a new shop. We need donations of good quality clothing.
Right, okay.
You know,
for your shops, yeah?
For our shops.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not a bad thing to ask for. You know, lots of people have got that. You know, we don't want rubbish. I don't want to be funny about it. We don't want rubbish to sell. We want good quality stuff to sell.
Yeah.
So people can donate those sort of things to us. We run what is, in fact, I think, the largest used furniture warehouse in Kent, in Tunbridge. And we sell donated furniture. You know, if people were going to chuck out their three-piece suite because they're fed up with the colour, don't. You know, if it's, you know, within the West Kent and sort of Maidstone, we'll come and collect it. You know, so people can donate more than that. They can also, we're desperate for volunteers for our shops. You know, the volunteers are always welcome. And there's certainly in the business world, there's a lot of, you know, people listening today, there's a lot of people out there with a lot of expertise, a lot of knowledge, and, you know, I've been in business for a long time, but I learn new things every day. So I'm never, you know, shy about someone teaching me how to do things.
Yeah.
So, you know, people, everything from business mentoring right the way down to, you know, sort of people giving us training courses in time management, all that sort of stuff, in accounting, all the things that any business out there needs, my charity needs as well.
Mm.
And time, just giving time to us in whatever way they can. You know, we were talking earlier about your impending new website.
Yeah.
We want to develop our website. Mm. So, you know, we, things like that. There's all sorts of ways that people can think of that are enjoyable to them, actually, which will also help the people that we're trying to help.
And also can raise the profile of the people helping you.
Yeah, and absolutely. It's a two-way. If I just mention, I've launched a scheme called Business Stars, where most people give to charity because they want to feel good. Mm. But I think, you know, we should try and give something back. So depending on the level of donation, and it's not just money but time and the value of the donation, they will become a business star, gold, silver, bronze business star. And, you know, at the bottom level we'll give them a mention on our website and a mutual link. At the top level we send out our I read from our bulletin earlier, we send that out quarterly. They could have an insert, they print your own inserts, we'll put it in our bulletin. You know, and we'll send out on, you know, the website and the social media. We'll put an article about you in the bulletin. We're giving something back.
Mm.
You know, because so it's a two-way process, which is what business is all about, after all.
Absolutely, absolutely, fantastic. Give us a shout for your website and how people can get in touch with
you. Yeah, absolutely. We're all the W's, obviously. Thebridgetrust.org.uk.
Cool.
Twitter, we're at Bridge Trust One. someone nicked Bridge Trust before us. Right? It's number one on the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're on Twitter, on there, and we've a telephone number 01732 368 363.
Fantastic. John Hanley, Chief Executive of the Bridge Trust. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Appreciate it.
And for inspiring us with the great work that your organisation has done. And if anybody out there wants to do any of the things that John mentioned, then please do get in touch with them. If you can't find their details, you can always contact me and I will put you in touch. There are links to the Bridge Trust website on the Kent Business Radio website, and they will remain there forever on our community pages. So if you ever want to find out about them or you know, come to remember them later, there are links there should you want to follow up. But do get involved, because it's a fabulous thing to help people with. John, thank you so much for joining us. We've got loads of emails. We've got loads of tweets. We've got another guest to come on the show. We're moving rapidly through the show. I'll tell you what, Jules, do you want to read an email? And I'll get the Twitter sorted out.
Yes. Something lurks in the shadows and within the pages. Kent,
I thought it was a funny smell.
Something lurking. Yeah. Kent author explores the mystery of big cats in Britain with this new horror novel debut. From time to time, the headlines are grabbed by something a little wilder, maybe even more monstrous than we're used to. Not too long ago, it was the turn of Knole Park in Sevenoaks, where a panther was said to be devouring the resident deer with bloody glee and madness. I'm allowed to say bloody glee. And gladness, sorry, not madness. And most of us have heard of the infamous Beast of Bodmin. I live with the Beast of Bodmin, actually. Or Surrey Puma. Truth be told, there isn't a county in England, Scotland or Wales that doesn't boast a beast of some kind. As all of those newspaper headlines show, there's definitely a story here. Luke Phillips is a Sevenoaks-based writer, and he's an author, and he thinks so. So in his debut, which is called Shadow Beast, he explores the enduring myths as a man-eating monster goes on the rampage in the Highlands of Scotland. There is more than just terrifying tale held within its pages. Many real-life locations, incidents and reports have made their way into the story. This sounds fascinating. I must get this. Kent has an alleged 120 reported sightings of the Black Mystery Beast in 2014. So 120 in just 1 year. Last year, and the majority of these were of large black cats, such as featured in Shadow Beast. Other species, such as pumas, lynx, and smaller species, were also prominent. And maybe truth isn't stranger than fiction, but a little scarier too. Now, Luke's going to be speaking about his research and writing at the Grapevine networking event, which is in February, on the 3rd of February, at the Bridgeman Furniture Store in Sevenoaks. There are free tickets available, and you can go to www.eventbrite.co.uk. Details will be on Kent Business Radio as well, kentbusinessradio.co.uk. It's also, the book is available, Shadow Beast, on Kindle, and it's out on paperback, so you can go to www.amazon.co.uk and look for Shadow Beast. And Luke Phillips is a lifelong naturalist. Does that mean he goes around naked?
No.
Does that mean he likes beasts?
Yes.
Okay, that's a relief. Because someone being naked in this weather. Who has just studied zoology at Liverpool, John Moores University, and his knowledge of animal life and behaviour lends a unique aspect to the narrative of his stories, or the narrative, sorry. So he's a bit like Desmond Morris then. Do you remember him?
I do. Zoo yeah. time.
Yeah. Mm. Having spent time on the shores of Loch Ness, as a wee boy.
And he was in Doctor Who in his casement, was he?
And with a keen imagination, fueled by horror films.
Thank you, Janet. Carry on.
Glimpse through his childhood fingers. I think I've gone into Mrs. Doubtfire, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Interest in myths and monsters were evident from an early age. Luke now lives in the West Kent town of Sevenoaks. I can't do a Sevenoaks accent.
Can you not?
No. What is it? Just normal. Just normal. It's posh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shadow Beast is his first novel, despite having always been encouraged to write by teachers and readers alike. So check it out, Shadow Beast, Amazon or Kindle. Wonderful story.
Fantastic. I've got a few tweets coming in now. Louise Henley, Vanilla Web, hello to you and Jules. I'm tuned in, an interesting show today. Bridge Trust doing a fabulous job. And it's great that they managed to move their clients into more successful ways.
Yeah, I was thinking of Louise when we were discussing it.
Yeah. Thank you, Louise. We've also had a tweet from Rachel Lowe and from Mike at Catapult Sales. For the web, John Hanley is an inspiring man and he's talking loads of sense on Business Bunker Radio.
Yeah, I don't do the work. It's my team do the work. They do the work with the homeless sure. people, not me. So yeah. Thank you anyway. I'll take the accolade.
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it. Loads more. You can follow up with them later, John. Loads of people are inspired by the story that you were telling people. We've also had a tweet. I'm not going to read the tweet from Laura.
Why?
Because that will send us off in a completely different direction.
About her rugby?
Yes.
There's a lovely picture of her all in, you know, with thighs
there
and
is,
things.
There is a lovely picture of
don't
her
look.
In her rugby playing days.
Don't go
played,
there.
Well, no, but it wasn't that. It was a tweet afterwards that was...
about her and Barrister Broker in the bedroom.
Yeah. Her only rugby activity now.
Yes. I like that.
Absolutely. We've also had a tweet from another new listener, Rectangular Software. And they are on the Twitter at RectangularHQ, is their Twitter handle, and they say, hi Vanilla Web, any chance of a mention for Rectangular Software making custom mobile apps and other software over here in East Kent? So consider yourself mentioned, and our pleasure to mention you.
My guest on the Superior Show, Scoff and Quaff, at 11 to 12, Ted Bassett Myers, on the Twitter is at Bassett Myers. PT, personal trainer, he is offering Business Bunker listeners free thingy bobs all through January.
Really?
Yeah.
How could you not want one of those? Free thingy bob.
The whole shebang.
A free whole shebang thingy bob.
Yeah.
Would that be assessment? Would he be offering?
Well, you get not just an assessment, Paul Andrews. For the whole of January, you get the assessment, you get the personal training. It could be, jogging with him or weights or yoga or Pilates. Massage. I asked him if I could just book him for free massage every day for June, but he said no.
I saw him run away. I did see him head across the car park. And
you have to have a personal training session for free,
right.
And then you can have the massage for free. So his website is 3Ws, thepersonaltrainercompany.co.uk. Follow him at at Bassett Myers PT. But it's all free throughout January, so, get it. Take advantage and do it.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. We've had a tweet from Richard Withers, another new listener. Hi, Vanilla Web. Please could you shout out for my sport massage business?
Oh, neatly.
Yeah, it relieving aches and pains in Tunbridge Wells. And he's given me a website, which is RW Sports Therapy, all one word, rwsportstherapy.co.uk. And also on the Twitter, it's RW Sports Therapy on the Twitter. And that's Richard Withers, who's a sports massage person in Tunbridge Wells.
I know a pain in Tunbridge Wells.
I'm sure you do.
Rachel and Mike are saying, did we just hear there are naturists in Knoll Park? Putting my wellies on now, they say.
Laura seems to be trying to lower the tone of the whole show. Have you been winding her up into this?
Maybe.
Mm.
Not sure. I'm not going to admit to anything, am I?
Well, I suppose not. Okay. Read an email then.
Okay. There's an invitation for a free exclusive business building seminar. It's the Wealden Business Group. Extending an invitation to your local business community to join them as guests for an exclusive seminar at the Little Silver Country Hotel.
Oh, I know it well.
In Tenterden, that's your local.
It is.
You mince over there in your little, silk jacket, don't you? And slippers.
Do I?
Well, don't you?
Do I?
Just go over your front moat.
Do I?
On Wednesday the 21st of January, this is. It's delivered by the top business coach, Andrew Priestley. It's a two-hour seminar and it will focus on key strategies for small and medium enterprises, otherwise known as SMEs, to help you grow your business and increase revenues and profit. Reservations are limited, even though it's free, so you need to register 3ws.wealden, that's Wealden, -business-group.co.uk. And there's also, this is from Sue Kimber, if you've got post-Christmas blues, invitation to a charity dinner in aid of a great cause. Now, what is it? It's the Wealden Business Group annual charity dinner on Saturday the 31st of January at Little Silver Country Hotel, Tenterden. It's in aid of...
It all happens there, let me tell you.
It's in aid of Pestalozzi.
Pestalozzi.
Pestalozzi International Village Trust, right, which supports bright young people from some of the world's poorest countries. And the dinner includes a champagne reception, superb four-course meal, fabulous auction, tombola prizes, disco, and X Factor singer Beth Wilson. £40 a head, black tie dinner, and you need to email suekimber61@hotmail.com. Now, I've had a brainwave.
Oh, God.
Because we could go to there, get tanked up, champagne and all that,
and then go on to
promotions.
As a teetotaler, where does we can get tanked up come into
that? I could meet you there, have your rations.
You mean I could come and pick you up, drive you there, you could get bladdered, and then I can drive you to a nightclub.
On One Promotions, which is also January 31st in Canterbury.
What fun.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong with that?
So you could drive from Tenterden to Tankerton, pick me up, take me to Little Silver, get tanked
scoop
up there,
you up,
pop me over
pour you
to
into
one
the backseat of the car, drive you somewhere else. Okay, I've been there before.
Well, why not?
On one of your epic pub crawls.
Why not?
Yeah, I've had a tweet from F Keys, and they say they're doing Microsoft Outlook taster sessions taking place at Discovery Park Sandwich on the 28th of January. You can call 01634 512 345 to book your place. It's only for £55 a session, or you can follow them on the Twitter at F Keys. That's the letter F Keys on the Twitter, or you can call them on Medway 01634 512 345 512 345. That's Discovery Park Sandwich on the 28th of January. Microsoft Outlook taster sessions delivered by the fabulous Alex Waterston.
I'm about to phone him and get him to put some things in place for me. He's fantastic, isn't he?
He is. He's very good at
now,
that.
Now, Howell and Hicks, the lovely Jen and guys there, says, really enjoying John Handley's interview and loving my Scottish accent, Jules.
Don't encourage her, Jen. Okay. Don't encourage her. Jen, please don't encourage her. She's bad enough.
Let's crack open the haggis and some chivas regal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kiba have an award
scheme. Was
that
a Sevenoaks accent you did at the end there?
Is Chivas Regal, is that Scottish? Must be. It's whiskey, isn't it?
I have no idea. I'm teetotal. You keep asking me drink
my. You weren't always teetotal.
I've never drank Chivas.
Chivas Regal. I just think it sounds a bit French, doesn't it? Doesn't sound Scottish. Kiba, the award scheme is staged and produced by Kent County Council and KM Media Group to recognise and reward excellence in Kent and Medway's business. Enter now, they say. Entries must be received by 5 p.m. on Friday, the 27th of February. So the Kent Excellence in Business Awards have a high profile, and winning this accolade will say a lot about the quality of your organisation and the strength of your management team. Do that, and of course it will be as usual on www.kentbusinessradio.co.uk, as is everything we read out on this lovely show.
Cool.
Can I just interject? We won a West Kent Business Excellence Award.
Did you?
It's very, very good exposure for businesses to enter and win something like
when
that.
When did you win it?
Well, it was 2009. We had a big team day yesterday.
Brilliant.
We decided to take it off our heading paper, because 2009, it seems a bit desperate, doesn't it, to have it on there?
No, so. Keep it on.
Leave it on.
Yeah, I'll leave my awards from 1904 on mine. Don't you worry. No, well done. Nice one. We've had a tweet from another new listener. We're getting loads of new listeners
today. Well, it's January, you see.
Yeah. Anthony Childs on the Twitter, Anthony_Childs, tuned into the Business Bunker show for the first time with Vanilla Web and Jules. This is going to be a regular thing, as I'm loving it.
Oh,
thank you, Anthony. Thank
no
you
accounting
for
taste. It must be my Scottish accent drawing them all in.
That's pulling them all in. Yeah, they're feeling sorry for you.
They haven't heard my South African yet. That's
oh, no, 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 don't go there. Cool. Engineering skills, funding opens for bids. A £10 million government grant scheme to boost engineering skills has opened for bids from smaller firms with fewer than 250 employees. The fund is the final part of a £30 million initiative that was launched following Professor Perkins' review of engineering skills in 2013. If you want to find out more about that, go to www.gov.co.uk or whatever it is, the government
I want
website.
To meet Professor Perkins.
Do you?
He sounds lovely, doesn't he? Professor Perkins. That's a proper professor name, isn't it?
Probably
Professor
from Perkins. From Paddington Green.
Yeah, Professor Perkins.
Yeah. There's also an accelerator's boost startup survival rates. Startups that participate in accelerator or incubator programs are likely to secure almost £70,000 of investment and have a 2-year survival rate of 92% compared to the average 2-year survival rate of small firms, which is 76.5%, according to new research from O2, the mobile phone company. Just while we're on that kind of thing, but we are running out of time and we have got another guest that we need to speak to on the phone shortly. The UK is now ranked 4th in the United Kingdom in terms of business startups. In the world, sorry. 4th in the world.
That's
in
incredible.
Terms of startups. Up in 1 year from 13th. There are now 5.2 million businesses in the UK. 750,000 new businesses were started in the last 12 months. Amazing.
That is stonking.
And that's where all the new jobs are coming from as well. So yeah. Well done to everybody out there having the courage and conviction to start your new business. Well done.
It's all looking very hopeful and rosy for 2015.
Yeah, absolutely. And on that note, you'll be pleased to know that the use of home tax deductions has been extended.
Okay.
So the use of home deductions, which are available to sole traders who use their home for business purposes, will be extended to business partnerships under amendments to the tax legislation in the new finance bill of 2015. The deductions allow business expenses incurred when using your home for business purposes to be offset against taxable income for 2015-2016. The amendment has been welcomed by the Association of Tax Technicians as having the potential to make tax easier, quicker and simple for taxpayers running small businesses. So there you go.
Anything that makes it easier and simple.
Absolutely.
Yes,
and,
please.
And they've tried very hard to make it complicated and to introduce loads of different stupid rules, not least of which the absolutely insane EU mandated VAT MOS rules. And we will be doing a special programme on that later in January because it has caused so much consternation and so many businesses are struggling with it.
I didn't know you were into astronomy.
Astronomy?
Yeah, with your constellations.
Very funny. Very funny. Read an email if
I
you
will.
Can.
This is from Nick. And he says, to kick off the year, we're hosting a digital networking event for local businesses, and he'd like to invite Business Bunker listeners along. The event's free, and it's on Tuesday, the 20th of January, in the function room at Camden Quarter in Tunbridge Wells. And there's a space to network, short talks on digital, and plenty of drinks and snacks. Last few events saw around 50 companies and individuals attend. You can register for free at www.thebuzz.eventbrite.co.uk. More at thebuzz.tunbridgewells. And he says, I hope you had a lovely Christmas and wish all your Bunker listeners a happy new year. And that's Nick. And again, details will be on Kent Business Radio after.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Louise Henley again, says, thanks for ringing my tweet out on the show. I will remember the Bridge Trust furniture shop when I get my new home ready.
Fantastic. Thank you, Louise. Appreciate that. Thank you.
So thank you for that, Louise. And anyone else out there that has got good quality furniture that they'd like to donate in the West Kent and Maidstone area, John, you go as far as Maidstone?
We will, yes.
Yeah, come and collect if need be. So there you go. What more can you ask for? It's easier than getting the council to take it away and dump
exactly,
it, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
As long as it's not rubbish. We don't want any rubbish. No. You know? We want something that's resellable. But, cool. Thank you for that. Do you know what we're going to do now?
A little bit of USA, Born.
We're going to have a little bit of tunage.
A little bit of Born in the USA.
We are.
Is it Brucey?
It is.
I do like Bruce in his, you know, trousers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know where I'm going?
Yeah, yeah.
jobs in Kent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, January the 13th, with me and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. It's a massive, massive, massive pleasure to be joined now by our next guest, Mr. Ken Herron. Hi, Ken, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you both. Hello, Jill.
Hello, hello, and good afternoon in lovely...
Well, it's good morning where
good
Ken
morning,
is.
Lovely Florida.
Are you actually, are you in Florida, Ken?
I am in sunny Orlando, Florida, and not that far away from Disney World. So,
are you?
Yes.
Now, can you pluck an orange off a tree, Ken?
Yes. I don't have it in my backyard, but my neighbor does.
That is so cool. Ken, let's just introduce you to our listeners. Ken is a radio host and marketing guru and senior entrepreneur and businessman over there in Florida in the United States. Ken, can you kick off by telling us a little bit about the radio show that you host along with Carol there?
Sure. It's a lot of fun. Every Wednesday, Carol and I host a show called the LinkedIn Lady Show. You can follow Carol on Twitter at LinkedIn Lady. She's the lady. I'm not, by the way. And what we do is we talk about the latest. We find our audience is very similar to yours, SMEs, small and medium enterprises. And we find, even though social media is no longer new, that they quite honestly are still struggling to make sense of it, that they find it confusing. There's all of these changes going on. So every week we will sit and we showcase the small businesses that are doing the best of it and help people to understand all of the new tools and technologies as they come out.
Right. Okay, cool. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, LinkedIn is a powerful tool, isn't it? But it is kind of difficult to get your head around it sometimes.
It's a challenge in and of itself, but there are so many different social networks, and I think you would agree that if your audience is on a certain social network, that's the network you need to be on.
Absolutely.
So if you're a consumer, maybe it's Facebook. If you're selling B2B, maybe it's LinkedIn or some other professional network.
Absolutely. And just give us a bit of background to your show, Ken. How long have you been broadcasting, and what kind of area do you broadcast to? Is it available on the internet?
It is. It's a live show, but we also do it on the internet so that everyone worldwide, and this year, this is my fifth year of doing it with Carol.
Right.
We actually now have more listeners coming from outside of the U.S. than we have inside of the U.S.
Wow.
That's
so
interesting.
We have a lot of listeners in the U.K., Australia, really all over the world. It's hard to come up with a country that we don't see in our analytics every show that we have listeners from.
Fantastic. Yeah. As you say, it's very similar to the Business Bunker Show. And funnily enough, we're in our sixth year as well here, and increasingly our listener base is spreading out all over the world, even though we started off just focusing on one small area of the United Kingdom, the county of Kent, just outside London here. Okay.
It really surprises us. Our initial focus was certainly not to be this, you know, global show.
Sure.
But our listeners share, and we're all very fortunate in that we record each show with a podcast, so the minute you're on iTunes, people can find you, and they like to discover old shows and look for topics that are of interest to them.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a number of things I want to talk to you about, Ken, because you're involved in lots of different business activities and you're doing some really interesting stuff these days. And I know that you also want to impart three kind of things that you're going to ask people to do on social media in 2015, which are some great tips that we're looking forward to hearing from you about. But I'd like you just to briefly mention, if you would, a couple of the businesses that you're involved in, such as Unified Inbox and Dialerbrain.
Thank you. It's a big day for Unified Inbox. We announced this morning our first ever product, which, as a small business, that's a very big deal, a
Absolutely,
very big milestone.
Yeah.
And it just so happens this first product, it's called Outbox Pro, and it is to make posting on social networks faster and easier for businesses.
Okay.
You can learn more about that at our website, which is unifiedinbox.com/outboxpro. And it's also free to download, and your first 100 posts are free. So there's no reason not to to download it and give it a try.
Absolutely. And there's a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website, and that link will remain there. So if you wanna, if you didn't get
Thank
that
you.
Written down, the link is on the Business Bunker website, so do follow it and have a look and check it out. And that launched today, did you say?
It launched today. We're actually headquartered in Singapore, so that launched 9 a.m. Singapore time, which was late last night for me here in the U.S.,
yeah.
So it is fully available. So we've been watching the downloads all morning. It's almost as if you're a baker and you've just created a new type of cake and you're waiting to see if anyone wants it or anyone likes it, so
yeah.
It's been a lot of fun to see the numbers run up.
Absolutely. It's got that double thing about it, hasn't it? It's the trepidation. Will anybody like it? And then it's, wow, look at how many people like it.
Yes, yes. And then you know they're going to have questions about it. So right. Our support team is sitting there thinking, oh, boy, what are they going to ask about? Are we going to be able to answer their questions? Because yesterday there were no support calls because there was no product.
Mm.
Today there's a product. So they're sitting there thinking, okay, what are the questions going to be? It's very cute that they're all, again, that you're so excited, but you're also a little bit anxious because you just don't know what's going to happen. Is anyone going to like what you've created? And we're all very, very pleased that, knock on wood thus far, people are loving what we put out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And do you mind me asking, Ken, and how you got involved with Unified? As you say, it's a company based in Singapore, so, you know, you truly are global in your reach there.
Yes, it's actually pretty funny. I started a company back in Boston when I lived there called Social Grow that made it faster and easier for people to connect on social networks. What it did was, let's say Jules emailed someone. So maybe at the end of the week, she would go into a Social Grow dashboard and say, hey, Jules, you've emailed the following, well, this is Jules, so you've emailed the following 500 people. Would you like to connect with any of them on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn? And what happened was Unified Inbox purchased my company. So they purchased
wow.
that technology,
right.
have now incorporated it into their company, and it was this strange deal. It's kind of like when you buy a box at an auction, you don't know what's in the box. Well, when they purchased the company, they just happened to also get me, and fortunately for me, they decided to keep me. So I am their head of marketing as well.
Oh, wow. What a fabulous story.
Yeah, that is. I like that. And I would like that email tool.
Hmm. I don't want to diversify too far away because you've got far more interesting things
sure.
to say, but I was interested in the fact that you launched it in Boston because Boston is one of my favourite cities and it's a place I hanker to live.
Isn't it where the terrier comes
from?
Maybe
not this
time of year. Sorry,
say again, Ken? Freezing, yes.
No, no, absolutely.
Maybe not this time of year, weather-wise, but when it warms up, yes.
It's nice,
definitely
yeah.
One of my favorite
it's so sad. I even know the street I want to live in Boston, which is Beacon Street.
That's good. That's yeah. planning ahead.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think that's very smart.
Cool. So, good luck. We wish you much, much luck with the launch today of your new product on Unified Inbox. And we will, as I say, there is a link on the Business Bunker website and we will tweet it out later. And I'm sure it will be a fantastic success. Let's move on and talk about another business that you're involved in, Ken, which is Databrain.
Yes, and this is more local to the UK. And this is a really cool business. And I admit, I saw this, heard of it, signed up for it. And then their MD, their managing director, reached out to me and asked if I might like to help them to spread the word and market the site. It's called Dial a Brain, and it's literally that. If you are a small business and you need a certain expertise, maybe you don't have a full-time finance expert or you don't have a full-time marketing expert, and you just have a question, maybe it's a three-minute question, a seven-minute question, or you don't want to go and hire someone for something simple, and you want to make sure the person you're asking the question of is really qualified to answer it, well, this site provides expertise on demand. So, for example, I'm on the site as a brain, as we call them.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone has a specific question saying, how do I use hashtags on Twitter? I'm trying to accomplish this goal. That may literally be a 2 or 3 minute answer. They can book an appointment with me, schedule my time. They can see my profile, my bio, you know, reviews of other customers so they know what they're getting. And what's nice is the first 15 minutes are free.
Okay.
So they can actually use it to interview me as an expert to see if I'm the right person to answer their question. And then after that, they pay by the minute. And, of course, we're looking for clients who would benefit from our brains. And, of course, we're looking for new brains It could be a small business person who wants to increase their revenue, as most of us do, by selling their professional services, and it's all done over video, over the internet, so you can literally do it from anywhere and service customers all over the world.
What a fantastic idea. I think it's an absolutely brilliant idea. When I first heard about it, it just ticks every box I could possibly imagine. Yeah. It's a really fabulous box for everybody involved on all sides of that. Because I'm right, do tell me if I've got this wrong, but as far as I understand it, the brains that register, it doesn't cost them anything to register. Presumably there's a percentage taken out of any transaction that cover the cost of running the site, but it doesn't cost you anything to actually sign up. Is that correct?
Exactly. It's completely free for both clients and brains to register. So if I'm thinking that, let's say I'm a medical doctor and I specialize in a niche medicine, and maybe I want to dip my toe into business. Maybe there's all these fitness products, for example, and maybe I want to become I don't want to give up my day job, but maybe I want to become a consultant to people who are trying to develop all of these mobile apps. I could do this on the site. Charged by the hour, I can do it very discreetly, very privately, and it's a nice addition to my revenue.
Yeah, it's a fantastic idea.
Absolutely. No, it's a brilliant, brilliant idea. And the other side of the coin is for those of us that need some advice, some support, some counselling, some consulting. One of the problems in the UK, and I'm sure it's very similar in the US, for small businesses, you hire a consultant on an hourly rate, and you get to pay the hourly rate whether you get an hour or not. And that can be quite daunting because you don't know what you're letting yourself in for.
I would give the example for barristers specifically. Mm. Often you need someone who is an expert in a very specific type of law, and they can charge hundreds and hundreds of pounds an hour. Mm. But I would rather go to the best possible person and just pay for 10 minutes of their time.
Absolutely.
That
absolutely
really worked out best.
Exactly. And specializing in the area that you need.
Yes, that I can go to a genuine expert who has been doing, let's pick one, traffic law. Let's say I've had a problem. I don't maybe want a general purpose attorney or lawyer, as we call them here in the U.S. I want someone who is focused 100% on traffic law. I can find someone on Dial-A-Brain who does that every single day.
Absolutely.
Even if they're not local to where I am.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter, does it? Because the whole thing's done via a video link, so you can sit at home in your pajamas and get consulted, which is cool.
As long as you're from the waist up.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we don't want to go there. Yeah, you might need a different kind of lawyer otherwise.
That's a completely different service.
Absolutely. Ken, we could chat about this for ages and ages and ages. We are sadly kind of running about out of time a little bit, and there's a few other things that I want to cover with you. All of the things that you've talked about so far, we have put links on the Kent Business Radio website. So any of our listeners out there that want to follow up with any of this, and you do want to follow up with this, because you do want to go and listen to Ken and Carol on LinkedIn Lady Radio Show, and you do want to download the free trial of Unified Inbox, and you do want to register as a consultant or to find a consultant on Dial-A-Brain, and you will be doing that. I want to kind of ask you now, though, Ken, what's in the pipeline? What are you planning next? I mean, you're a serial entrepreneur. Loads of fingers in pies, as we say over here. So anything in the pipeline?
There will be some additional products with Unified Inbox. Outbox Pro was our very first. But really the exciting part is helping businesses to make sense of social media.
Right.
One of the questions, as you mentioned, I am asked, okay, it's 2015, I've done my resolutions, I'm getting fit, I'm eating healthy, I'm maybe even getting the weekly massage. What do I need to do with my social media? So if I may, I'd like to share three things that every business, no matter how small, even if it's just you as a single person, can take advantage of this year.
Absolutely.
The first one is to reach out and don't think you have to do it yourself. For example, you and Jules both create content. You both do marketing and business development for your show. Mm. So even if your business only has you, look to your suppliers, your partners, even your customers. Questions they ask can be wonderful content for marketing. And you can also enlist them. Let's say you're in a headquarters location and maybe you have a delivery person who's out in the field. simply have them take a photo every now and then that is business appropriate and that is relevant to the service or product you offer, have them share it, and this helps you to create more real-time content for people.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, Jules has a whole stock of photographs of me in compromising positions, which she regularly tweets, Ken, but thank you for the advice.
Have you noticed
that's
those?
Why you need Outbox Pros.
Absolutely.
The photos before they go public.
Absolutely.
And what's your number two tip?
The next up is some people, when they're new to social media, think, ooh, I have something I want to share. I'm going to post it everywhere. Mm. And we know that the different social networks, they're like different types of parties. Some are very casual. Some are very informal. Others are much more buttoned up and professional. I can give an example. Let's say you're looking for a new player for your rugby team. On Facebook, that may be very casual language. You may have a photo or two that are more casual. On LinkedIn, however, it may be a little more conservative in the language. It may be a little bit more conservative in the photos. It may be the formal photos as opposed to the candid. And on Twitter, as we know, Twitter and Instagram, they are hashtag crazy.
Yeah.
But if you don't take that extra time to hashtag your posts, they're not going to be found. They're not going to be as discoverable. Where if you were to use a hashtag on LinkedIn, you'd just look kind of silly.
Yeah, sure.
Used on that particular social network.
Yeah.
And your number three tip, Ken?
Number three, and you are going to love this one, Jules.
Really?
Use images, but use them strategically. Think about them. You have put up so many wonderful photos just today on the show. What if you were to use an app that had the URL, the web link, for the Business Bunker show?
Can
your images get shared?
Yes. I can
and,
feel it.
And think.
I can feel a trip to Florida coming on.
So it's just a question of branding. Your photos are phenomenal, but think how much more value they would add if you added the radio show's link and possibly even the link of the person who shared it with you, how much more value you would then be able to add to them.
Okay. Let me just make sure that I'm understanding what you're advising here, Ken. So when Jules puts out one of her really stupid photos of me sweeping the studio or whatever, are you saying that she appended to the photograph should be the URL, or are you saying that she should find some way of embedding the URL in the photograph?
There's some very simple mobile apps, and it's called watermarking. That you can put text on top of any photo.
Oh, wow. I really hadn't heard of that. That's fantastic.
So it's watermarking.
Yep.
Yes. And I don't want to create time because we know image, Jules likes to do these things very quickly.
Yep.
She's a Gemini.
Set up your watermark. Examples are Tagly as a mobile app. Another one is called Marksta. There are dozens and dozens, whether you use an Android phone or you use an iPhone. There are many different watermarking apps for photos, and what's nice is you can set it up once, and then it's just a half a second. Every photo before you post it, you can add your watermark to it.
Ooh,
wow,
I like that.
That is really cool. I hadn't come across that. I like that.
I like that even more.
Nice one. Hey, Ken, you're a hero now.
Yeah, and you know what's spooky?
It's very simple marketing.
Yeah.
You know what's spooky about Ken, Paul?
What's that?
Is that he's actually watched everything I do on social media.
Yeah,
he knows me.
He knows you. He can read you like a book.
Yes.
Absolutely. Ken, that is a fabulous piece of advice embedded in a whole heap of different things that you've told us today that were interesting and fascinating. But thank you so much for that. We could talk to you forever and ever and ever, and sadly we're running out of time, so we can't do that today. But it would be an absolute pleasure to get you back on the show at a later date and to explore some of this in more depth if you're up for that.
I appreciate that. I'd also be happy, because you are such a part of the local community, if any of your businesses that are struggling with social media need help, I'd be more than happy to take their questions if they'd like to tweet them to kind of keep the conversation going.
Fantastic. Give us a shout for your Twitter handle so that they can follow up on it.
Sure. It's @KenHerron. That's KenHerron.
Fantastic. So if you'd like to follow up on anything you've heard Ken say there about the whole social media sphere, or asking some cheeky questions about marketing, or just to say hi, then do tweet Ken @KenHerron on the Twitter. Ken, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you and to hear from you. And we wish you much success with your launch today and the ongoing rollout of Dialer Brain. And we will be listening on a regular basis to you and Carol on the LinkedIn Lady.
We will.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you both.
Okay. Have a great day and we'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Cheers now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Ken.
Bye.
Oh, I
Ken Heron there. That was brilliant.
I think a trip to Florida, don't you, Paul?
Absolutely,
Andrews?
Yeah.
And you know what I realise? They're much more polished than we are.
Who's they?
Well, Ken and Carol.
Oh, I see.
Don't you think they're much more polished?
Oh, of course they are.
Just looking at the, you know, at him, Ken is very polished, isn't he?
I thought you were going to do an American accent.
Well, it depends. Oh, well, my Maryland one.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Yeah.
My little cookie one.
Scarlett O'Hara. I've had a tweet from the Acorn Hub. I've had to read this about three times because I think it's a compliment, but I'm not sure.
You
it
never
says
know.
Vanilla Web, that's me, is green energy for business. A human battery that should we should all plug into.
It doesn't mean you're methane, does
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no.
You know, self-propelling.
Thank you for that, Alan. That's the Acorn Hub. I take it it's Alan that's behind the Acorn Hub on the Twitter. Thank you for that. We've got a couple more tweets coming in. Rachel and Mike from Catapult Sales have said it was worth listening to all of that for the watermarking advice
yeah.
alone. Now, that was a great piece of advice. I mean, everything Ken was telling us was interesting, you know, not to diminish from anything else he said, but that's something that we just weren't aware of here. Obviously, it's created a lot of interest, so cool.
I'm going to listen to their show. Get some tips.
Yeah. Also, Blue Badger Marketing has said you have to be careful when posting images that are copyrighted. Copyrighted images have to be respected. Of course they
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But nobody would copyright pictures of you sweeping.
No, they wouldn't. I think we were mostly talking about the kind of pictures that we take in the studio here for us. But you're absolutely right, Blue Badger Marketing. Too many people do take things off the internet and assume that they have a right to repost it when they don't actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So we're almost at the end of the show, though, Jules. I've got loads of emails to read, and I'm sure you've got some as well. So why don't you?
Well, there's a quick. Let me race through some. Digital in Kent conference. This is a diary date, 19th of March, 9 to 5 PM at the Mercury in Maidstone. And to register for that, you should go to www.digitalinkent.co.uk, and there are guest speakers already confirmed. So have a look at the three W's, digitalinkent.co.uk. There's after hours networking at the Kent Invicta Chamber, 6 to 7:30. No need to book, they say, just turn up. And the next one is Tuesday, the 20th of January, the Friends of the Wisdom Hospice in Rochester, and Tuesday, the 20th of January, also in Canterbury at the Abbots Barton in Canterbury. And then you've got the Kent Healthy Business Awards, Work Towards a Healthier Business. This is 7:30 to 10, and it's at the Kent Invicta Chamber in Ashford, Thursday the 22nd of January this year, and also at the Coniston Hotel in Sittingbourne, the 10th of February 2015. Long way for Ken and Carol to come, I know. But
absolutely. It's our Deaf Children's Football Club tonight.
Oh, right, brilliant.
And this is from Sally Laker, and she says, we're hugely proud to say that we've been running for a year now, so it's our anniversary. So happy birthday to you. If anyone else has or knows of anyone who has a deaf child aged from 5 to 12 years who would like to join, please do get in touch. We have 15 children on our books now who all love coming and learning football skills and meeting other deaf children. Siblings are welcome to play too, and it's only £1.50 per child per session. We meet at the Whitstable Sports Hall, 5:30 to 6:25 fortnightly on a Monday night. That's the Whitstable Sports Hall, fortnightly, 5:30 to 6:25. And tonight's the night for this one. We are run by the Herne Bay Youth Football Club, and full kits will be provided for all the children in the club. So a massive well done to Sally Laker and all the folks over there at Herne Bay Youth Football Club for running successfully for a whole year now and obviously going on to bigger and better things, the Deaf Children's Football Club. Well done.
Institute of Directors, that's the IOD. The next event is the 14th of January, that's manana, at Eastwell Manor in Ashford. That's T for Tiger, N for Norman, 2-5, 4, H for Harry, R for Roger. And it's 7:45 to 10:30. Member price is just £10 plus VAT. And they have another one which is on the latest economic forecasts with Phil Eckersley from the Bank of England, and that's on the 22nd of January at the Tudor Marriott and Golf Hotel and Golf Club. And that is, again, 7.45 to 10.30. Details on the Kent Business Radio website.
Fantastic. The Twitter's lit up with loads of people being fascinated by Ken Heron's three tips on social media there. So, fantastic. What more to say? Do follow up with your questions with Ken. I know he's happy to try and answer them on the Twitter if you do want to ask him anything about social media or any of the apps or things that he's recently
or
launched.
Florida Oranges.
Yeah, absolutely.
Run out of time?
We've run out of time, I'm afraid. We have to wrap up and say goodbye. There are lots of... I was going to tell you this week about all the new things that are happening on the Business Bunk Show in the coming weeks, but I'll have to wait till next week now because we have literally run out of time. I'd love to say a massive, massive thank you to our two guests today, the fantastic Mr. John Hanley, Chief Executive of the Bridge Trust over there in West Kent. Please, if you've got good quality furniture or clothes that you'd like to donate to the charity, please do so. If you'd like to volunteer or help, please do so. If you can help raise money, do it. If you've got a spare house, he would gladly and willingly take it off your hands. So do please get in touch with him. They do a fabulous job. A massive, massive thank you to Mr. Ken Heron, marketing guru and specialist and radio host over there from Florida in the United States. And we will ask Ken to come back on a future show and impart some more knowledge to us. But if you want to follow up with anything he told you today, he is happy to talk to you on Twitter. So do that. Coming up on Channel Radio later today at 5 o'clock, Mr. Craig Avery, the ladies' favourite. And then that is followed by Beer, Birds, Balls and Bands with the boys down the pub at 7 o'clock, Phil and Jonathan. And then 18 tracks of hand-picked, unsigned new music presented by Mr. Jamie Andrews on the New Potato Show. You can hear all of that on channelradio.co.uk. I've been Paul Andrews. She's been the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. We will be back with you next week with the Business Bunker Show. Have a fabulous week.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.